This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, and she is going up against the Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. President-elect Joe Biden was in Georgia last night campaigning on behalf of Warnock and Ossoff.
Electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame.
Polls ahead of Election Day indicate the two Democrats hold slight edges in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. 5 million votes were cast in Georgia in the November balloting, while about 100,000 people who did not vote then have already done so in the Senate runoffs. Now, if today's election were not enough, the upcoming counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. And in preparation for that, Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests. This is VOA News. In the meanwhile, police in Washington, D.C. yesterday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who is accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. 36-year-old Enrique Tarrio was arrested by Metropolitan Police Department officers after he arrived in Washington ahead of protests planned by supporters of President Donald Trump to coincide with the congressional vote expected tomorrow to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Now, Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. He was also facing a weapons charges after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was arrested. England is facing a lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks. In an interview, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it's crucial citizens observe the new lockdown rules, and in so doing, help suppress the current spike in COVID-19 infections.
A part to play in trying to reduce the spread of the virus by staying at home wherever possible, by making sure that we observe all the rules, and we hope that the accelerating pace of vaccination will provide us with an opportunity to lift these measures in due course.
Meanwhile, as millions of people await their turn to get a COVID-19 vaccine that could be months away, scammers online, in emails, and on messaging apps are luring victims with claims they can deliver the shots within days for as little as $150. COVID-19 vaccine scams are on the rise, according to European and U.S. government officials who are warning the public of fraudsters out for money and personal data. U.S. FBI and Interpol, among others, have warned of emerging pandemic-related fraud schemes, saying false cures and vaccines advertised on fake websites could pose cyber threats and a significant risk to people's health or even lives. In the U.S., only about 4.5 million people have received their first shot as of Monday, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. That is a fraction of the 20 million who had been promised to have been vaccinated by the end of 2020, according to earlier government forecasts. South Korea says it will seek a diplomatic solution with Iran over South Korean-flagged oil tankers seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz. Foreign Ministry says a diplomatic team will head to Iran to negotiate the release of the tanker and its 20-member crew, including 5 South Koreans and 11 from Myanmar. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.